Right, I'm joined in the studio by Tracy Much of the Hutton and Shenfield Choral Society. They've been established since 1967 and they're the largest choral society in Brentwood with 120 singers and one of the leading choirs in the south of Essex as well. And you come in today to talk about some concerts that are going to be taking place. We've been having a nice chat off air as well.
Yes, indeed.
I've tried
yes.
to tempt you with a sugar donut just before you're about to speak, which you've refused, which is probably a good idea. So how did you get involved? What's your role in the choir? How did you get involved?
I got involved by seeing their adverts around the area. I used to sing in a church choir when I was a child, yep. up to sort of my mid-teenage years when boyfriends and social lives kicked in. I then tried to join a choir again just after I'd had my children, but I couldn't get to rehearsals. Too many complications. So I waited till my children grew up and here I am at the Hutton and Shenfield Choral Society. I joined them about 2 years ago and thoroughly enjoying it.
And besides doing all the singing as well, you look after all the advertising as well for the...
Yes, not all of it. I kind of coordinate it really. There's all sorts of members that do all sorts of minor tasks that, you know, go off to their shops, their local shops, their local libraries, their local schools, put notices up in their cars, in their homes. So everybody does a bit, really, yeah. to try and encourage audiences to come along to our concerts.
And how many people are in the choir at the moment?
It varies from term to term, but it goes from sort of about 105 up to sometimes we've got 130 singers. It depends on who's available for the actual concerts, really.
Now, before we talk about the concerts, you are in need of some males.
Oh, always. Don't we all? Don't we all need men?
With good voices.
Absolutely. Yes, we'd very much like to redress the balance a little bit. We have quite a strong contingent of sopranos, certainly, but we could do with altos, male or female,
yep.
And we could do with some more tenors, male or female. There are some female tenors. And basses as well. So just to address the balance a bit and give the basses and tenors a little bit of relaxation so they don't have to quite pound it quite so hard.
And also, you don't have to read music, do you? It's not...
No, the ability to follow a score is helpful.
Yep.
To be able to tune in to your particular call line.
Yeah.
And to hold a tune. But no, we don't have formal auditions. We're not that highbrow.
Right.
Just, you know, come along and give it a go.
And who picks out... you're doing these two concerts, which we'll get to in a second. But the concert you're doing, who actually picks out what you're actually going to do?
Well, we have a committee, but generally speaking, it's our musical director, Tim Hooper, who actually hails from Bournemouth originally and runs the Bournemouth Bark Choir as well. We're very lucky to have him, and he lives in Watford now and drives to Holly Tree School in Brentwood, which is where we rehearse every Monday evening, and drives to committee meetings for us as well to represent us at the committee meetings. So he's great. He's very passionate.
Yeah.
That can be quite intense, but has a wicked sense of humour as well. So rehearsals are usually good fun.
Yep.
Concerts are amazing. He's amazing to watch at concerts because he's very physical. He yeah. really gets into it,
yeah.
Which is great for us to watch him, and great for the audience as well. So, he chooses all our music and plans the repertoire, if yep. you like.
Now, you've got two concerts coming up. You've got The Last Night at the Proms and Music for Christmas. So we start off with Last Night at the Proms. What can people expect from the evening? You've actually got, besides the choir, you've got an orchestra.
That's right.
As
we
well.
Have a professional yep. symphony orchestra, the Aurelian Symphony Orchestra. One of our strengths is that we do always employ professional orchestras and soloists so yeah. that we get a really high quality concert. We're just the backing singers, if you like. And because we employ a professional orchestra for a good quality sound, it does mean that we have to use the Brentwood Centre.
Yeah.
Because there is nowhere else locally that will accommodate a full-size symphony orchestra.
Yeah.
This is a double-edged sword in that it's obviously expensive and it means that we have to attract a large audience.
Yeah.
But what's particularly good about the Brentwood Centre is that the orchestra is on the floor level in the centre.
Mm-hmm.
So that visibility is fantastic
yeah.
for everybody. No one gets a bad seat.
Yeah.
They can all be very close to the orchestra, unlike a standard concert hall where the orchestra can be, you know... hundreds of yards away. So it's really good for children or for people that perhaps haven't experienced classical concerts at all before, haven't seen a live professional orchestra, because it's quite fascinating to watch, that, you know, the drummer's drumming and the violinist getting really into it, and how the whole thing comes together. So,
and there'll be lots of flag waving, as you said, and people can sing along.
We'll
as
be
well
providing
so
flags.
It's not staid, it's not kind of, we were saying about going into London and the cost if you go in to see anything in London, the price by the time you've parked, if you can park, by the time you pay for your food and your drinks, you're looking at upwards of over 100 or maybe £200, and this is £16 a ticket for adults.
Yes.
And then you've got children and students at £6.
Yeah. Yes, £6 each. We are largely replicating the last night at the Proms that the BBC does at the Royal Albert Hall, which is fantastic, but it's a select audience. It's not something that the general public can go to, and as you say, prohibitively expensive for a lot of people locally. The concert will be lots of singing along, lots of flag waving, a good opportunity to celebrate being British, really, and good fun. And I would encourage children to be brought along, because they will have excellent visibility. They will be able to be part of it. The sound will be all around them. And so many children now don't even, you know, don't know any of these anthems. They don't hear Land of Hope and Glory. They don't hear Rule Britannia. They don't even sing the national anthem very often these days. So it'd be really, really good for them to come along and have an understanding of that.
And there'll be up to 1,000 people in the Brentwood Centre.
I certainly hope so.
And don't forget, we've got tremendous, great parking here. You've got the bar facilities now, and obviously get hot food as well. So it's all in one place. You don't have to go anywhere else.
Exactly.
They might even let you smoke out in the car park if you're a dirty smoker as well. Not inside the centre, but outside. But it's a fantastic, you know, it's a fantastic building. There's loads of stuff to do here. Check out their website. It's all the www.brentwood-centre.co.uk. And also, if you want to find out more about the Hutton and Choral Society, it's www.hscsmy.org.uk. You've got to sing along like professional musicians and soloists as well, and all the popular classics for people to join in with.
Yes, it's all classical music that you wouldn't that most people would know, even if they don't know they know it, if you know what I mean. Things that you hear on film scores, adverts, popular classics that will just jog people's memory, and they'll think, oh yeah, I know that.
Have you got the words printed out? Are they going to be printed
out? Yes, the programme will have all the words in for the anthems. There'll be lots of flags strewn all over the place. Bring your own by all means, but we will be providing them too. And I'm hoping that it's going to be really rousing. You know, I really would like to create that atmosphere that I know the Brentwood Centre isn't exactly the Royal Albert Hall, but if we could just create it from sheer numbers, it would just make the concert just so much more meaningful for everybody.
And this is happening in November.
It is. It's the 15th of November, Saturday. It's 7:30 p.m. and it's expected to go on for probably about 2 hours. There will be an interval, so we should be finished around 9:30 p.m. Sometimes they go over depending on the demand for encores. If people want to sing again, we're game if they are. Absolutely.
And you've got the music for Christmas. Tell us about that one.
The music for Christmas we always do on the Saturday before Christmas. It's been a tradition in the Brentwood area, in the Brentwood Centre, for many years. And that includes sing-along carols as well. All the popular carols are sung by the audience. Again, a full orchestra on the ground, so easily visible. We usually have a children's choir join in as well. I believe, off the top of my head, I think it's St Thomas's this year. But I'd hate it if I'd got that wrong.
There's only children crying now.
And we also have Chumps for Ballet Company join us. And they do, last year they did excerpts from The Nutcracker. The year before, I believe it was Coppelia. I think they're doing more Nutcracker this year, but again, I haven't got the details in front of me, so I wouldn't like to swear to that. But again, it's a really, really lovely evening for people that don't necessarily get inspired by, you know, choral music or highbrow classical music. It's just a Christmassy, warm Christmassy evening for families, very much for families. I would encourage grandparents to you know, buy tickets for the entire family. The Christmas concert, I believe, does have a family ticket price, yeah, actually, which is somewhere around middle £30s, I think.
Yeah.
So that, again, a really reasonable price evening out for an entire family.
And
that's
the last
great
Christmas here before at the Brentford Centre.
Always the last Saturday before Christmas.
And do you get dressed up as well? Do you ever?
Yes, bit of tinsel, bit of hats, all of that sort of stuff, absolutely. And it usually finishes with a rousing "We wish you a Merry Christmas" by everybody.
Yeah.
But there are some unusual carols that are sung by the choir. The children's choir will usually sing something that perhaps people won't have heard before.
Yeah.
But all the sing-alongs are your standard ones. So it's a really, really fantastic evening for everybody. You know, it's not a religious evening and it's not a particularly highbrow classical evening. It's just a really good toasty Christmassy kind of vibe.
Okay, so you've got two concerts there. You've got the one on the 15th of November here at the Brentwood Centre, and then you've got Music for Christmas on the last Saturday before Christmas 20th. As well. Is it the 20th? Mm. Oh, it's coming around too quick. I'm not going to mention Christmas.
No, we haven't
Christmas,
but it is. It yet.
Well, I haven't started with presents. I know I'm one of those people that save it to about 3 days beforehand and then start panicking.
Yes.
And then buy
yes.
rubbish.
Yes.
And normally end up buying something for myself every time I buy a present. That's what I do every time. So if you do want to get involved with the choir as well, don't forget they are looking for some men to join the choir or bassist as well, so you don't have to have any formal training or read music, just need to be able to hold a tune as well. And don't forget they work with professional musicians and soloists as well. You can join in on the night, check out the Brentwood Centre details. It's brentwood-centre.co.uk, and then their concerts are both going to be here. And if you want to find out more about the choir, it's all the W's hscs.org.uk.